So we're holding over here, we're discussing Halakhas Neiris. And we learned yesterday that the chiyuv is upon everyone, men, women, everyone in the household. Now, the minig is also, like we said, that the husband takes part, a chedek in the mitzvah of the halakha, by preparing the candles or the wicks.
Is there a reason for that?
Yes. Yeah. This is part of his mitzvah. He's part of the mitzvah.
Shalom Bayis.
Shalom Bayis is also good.
What if he's getting ready for Shabbos? Is he living
here? It's not a question of chayiv or patur. It's in him that he should take part. If he can't do it, he can't do it.
And
why? I know the mitzvah itself is that lakka, which is being yet to a parah lakka, but he should take part in the preparations. Yes, that's why the halacha is that the husband shouldn't be there when she's lighting.
It's never true.
But, what do you mean never true? Yeah, I try to.
Very stacked, the guy's on the stool.
What's the reason for why they light 40 minutes before she is discussing in line? Because since the men wanted to be by mincha on time, and they also wanted to be there b'shas halacha, so they were light 40 minutes before, so they had 20 minutes to get to shul. And then mincha was 20 minutes before she came. That's where 40 minutes came from.
Your wife up, though,
what?
She can't do anything for
an
extra 40 minutes.
She'll be in for. She'll be exactly for all the brachas in the world. The Chofetz Chaim is to say, if you want a bracha, place the Shabbos. Every problem, any issue that came to, he was to say, coming to me for a bracha? Shabbos. Place the Shabbos. And you do it, the people that listen to him. And add on to Shabbos, you're there for the great brachas. You should be there for the whole
people.
Can
you twice the Shabbos at that? Can you add that?
You could, but it's two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam says, "Bechinisasei uviyitziyasei." Only you can, you do. We add it then also. Very good point. We do both. Okay, Makam Hanachasim. Where do I place the neiris? Vakasam neshechem natayim lama madlig neir Shabbos mishum oineg Shabbos. Since we mentioned that one of the reasons we light neiros is because of Oynig Shabbos, and Oynig Shabbos is, where's the Oynig Shabbos? When I can see what I'm eating. So therefore it would seem that the best place to light the neiros is in the place where you're eating. Some have a hiddur that they put it on the table to give more covered Shabbos. However, in a place where there are children, you have to be very careful that the children can't get to it, so that doesn't cause a fire. Chas v'shalom. Perhaps this is the reason why many houses they don't put the neiris on the shulchan. Now, the idea over here is. You need light in the house. There should be light in the house. But where are we going to put the neiris that we're lighting? So, according to the svaras over here, what makes it? Someone who cannot put it in the place where they're eating. The second place would be where they're preparing the food, in the kitchen. That would make sense, because it has to do with the food. Preparations, you prepare it better. Dining is where you're eating. So that's what we say is the best place. So if you can't put it in the place where you're eating, then the next best place will be where you're preparing, right? Now, what happens sometimes is one's eating out Friday night. Right? It happens. Eating out Friday night. So the question is, where should the lady light? Should she light in her house where she's going to come back home to sleep over there, or she should light where she's eating? Rav Moshe held that the ikker place, like we just learned, is where she's eating. There are others that hold where you're sleeping. However, she doesn't have to leave early in order to light there. But let's say you're taking a taxi to get to the place where you need to eat, so you have to get there before Shabbos starts. So if you're going to be there before Shabbos starts, then yeah, the best place for a few reasons is polite when you're eating.
You need to chip and bake your head in your house.
That's it.
Rabbi, she should make two brachas.
We can have a serious nefesh ready.
A lady only makes one brach.
What are you eating for the second half? She's always like woods.
Now, what about Bachram?
Everyone back in the
house. Okay. What about Bachram do? What about Bachram do? So Bachram then don't have a house. Their yoytza with the nears that are being lit with for them at the suda they're eating. When they go out to eat, a couple who has a home. So therefore, for them, she has a dinner to light, either in her house or when she's going to eat. But Bachram HaSemech are the light of the place where they're eating. Even though there's still an Indian, like we learned yesterday, that there should be light where you're going to be walking around. So there should be light left on in the dormitory, the hallway at least, so people can see where they're walking. And also the minigas in many places to light in the yeshiva dining room when they're eating in the yeshiva dining room. If they're not going to be eating there, then there's no purpose to light in there.
Light over here?
Light in the basement is just out a hint that the yeshiva lights the candles.
Wait till the lights and someone's going out there.
But you're not yaitzing with the basement.
Maybe a couple's eating out, where do they light?
Again, the best place would be the light where you're eating. But you don't have to leave early to go there to do this. If you're at home, she'll light at home, and she'll be nana from the electricity when she comes back home. Okay? Yeah.
Can you do light before you go down to Brooklyn and light
there?
The
same way.
Like for,
there's no reason to do that.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
There's no way to be worried about a bracha leva tala. You can get enough from the light. If I light now, then
you
I
come
leave.
Back home, you'd be in front of the electricity.
Even though like, if you didn't get anything from the candles, why did I tell
you? Your bracha went on the electricity also, hopefully, if you follow through with what we said.
Did you find out about Shafi Yonus?
Oh, no, I didn't. Good point. Yes.
Can a woman do, can she